Bruchim Aboim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night shiur. Today is Yud Gimel Av, Tov Shin Pei, corresponding to the English calendar, August 3rd, 2020. Before I just begin the parsha, it's just being important to know that this coming Wednesday is a special day. It's Tu B'Av. It has a lot of significance. The Mishnah speak greatly about this special day, and there won't be tachnun said if you daven in the shul, because it is a very special day. I would like to begin the parsha with a small introduction. The parsha begins talking about the proper attitude we should be having towards doing our daily mitzvahs, and the enormous reward that's awaiting us when we perform and fulfill the mitzvahs appropriately. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos would perhaps say it best. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says, Ben Azeh says, Hevi Ratz L'mitzvah Kala. A person should run to do an easy mitzvah, a mitzvah that we consider light and perhaps not so important, ubereach min haveira, and we should flee from any kind of aveira. Shemitzvah gereves mitzvah, a mitzvah causes another mitzvah to take place, ve'aveira goreves aveira, and one aveira causes another aveira to take place. Shischar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, uschar aveira aveira, and the punishment for an aveira is another aveira. That's why the custom is to say to people, if they have done a mitzvah, we wish them tizkul mitzvahs. You should be zeichet to doing many mitzvahs. And with this, we begin the parsha. Parshas Ekev begins with the following words, V'hoya Ekev Tishmu and Eis HaMishpatim Ha'Ela, and it will be because you have listened to these Mishpatim Ushmartem, and you have guarded V'asisim Ha'isim Ha'vidandam V'shama Hashem Melekech L'choyes HaBris V'es HaChesed, and Hashem will guard for you the covenant V'es HaChesed and the kindness Asher Nishbal Avisecha, which he has sworn to your fathers. Hashem will be paying you up for this adherence to the mitzvahs. What is this mitzvahs kalos? What is this meaning, mitzvahs kalos, light mitzvahs? Are there any light mitzvahs? We have mitzvahs to perform every day, and each mitzvah is a gold mine. But what is mitzvahs kalos? Mitzvahs kalos are mitzvahs that we have a certain attitude towards them, whether it's because of a behavioral pattern that we've gotten into, or it's a simple lax of understanding of what the mitzvah is, and we don't give it its proper adherence, its proper respect. I've given myself a little list, maybe five or six, just to mention just a few. Making your brachos on what you eat before and after, not to avoid doing it correctly. Answering amen to a bracha if you hear the bracha being said. How about paying attention to Chazaras Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats Shmona Esrei, and not to be talking or being engaged in other matters? It's a mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah kala. We look sometimes at it, it's not such a big mitzvah. How about being careful during Shabbos, not touching muktzah, or not talking about mundane matters that have to do with business and divrei chol, matters that have to do with weekday? Again, it's an attitude. How about washing properly negavas in the morning or for bread? Do we wash our whole hands completely? Are we careful? These are all mitzvah kalos. There's no such thing as a weak or light mitzvah, but it's an attitude towards doing mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs are done properly, says Rashi. These mitzvah kalos is the source of us getting rewarded enormously for adhering to these mitzvahs. On the pasuk Vahoya Ekev Tishman, if you will be listening to what, says Rashi, Im ha-mitzvahs kalei sha'odam dash be'ekovav tishmu'un. If you will adhere to those mitzvahs kalos that you think are kalos, like I gave you a list a moment ago, and you adhere to them, the reward is enormous. It's hard to explain what kind of reward a person can have if he actually adheres to mitzvos and he considers all mitzvos special. The Sefer Be'er Moshe brings down the Tosos Das Kenim Bali Tosos and explains what is this connection with the last parsha, and he explains this very beautifully. The Das Kenim Bali Tosos explains that in the last parsha, parsha Vaschanan, the parsha by Mafta says, "V'yadata ki Hashem alekecha, you shall know Hashem your God, who elikim." He is Hashem Elikim, the God of Judgment. Hakel Haneman, Shema Habris. He is the God who is trustworthy. He will guard the covenant. Shema Habris. Vachesed, and the kindness, the Oyavav, to those who he ohaviv, those who love him. Ulishore mitzvesav, and those who guard his mitzvahs. At the end of the parsha says, "V'shamarta es haMitzvah es haChukim ve'es haMishpatim." And you should guard the mitzvahs and the chukim, the statutes and the judgments. Ashanech mitzavcha hayom la'asosam. Guard them. And the very next parsha, the next parsha is Ekev, and the beginning of Ekev is going to continue with this by saying, "V'haya Ekev tishmoon." If you will actually do and observe those mitzvahs which I just said in Parshas Va'eschanan, then you'll be rewarded these mitzvahs. And he adds something very important, because the pasuk before in Va'eschanan says the Ulshemi mitzvah, and the pasuk ends off by saying Li Elaf Dor, 1,000 generations. But you may have to wait 1,000 generations for reward. But the Das Kenim Bali Tosos says no, that if you do the mitzvah Shadosh Be'akevav that people tread on with their feet, then you'll get the reward immediately. And the reward immediately will be a physical reward, not just a spiritual reward which will be awaiting for you in Shemayim. That's the importance of doing mitzvahs she'adam dash be'akevav. This Rashi that speaks about treading on light mitzvahs is really a medrash tanchuma. That's the source of this Rashi statement. And The Medrash Tanchuma also cites an opposite reaction, citing David HaMelech's words, Avoin Akeva Yisubeini, it's in Tehillim. It says, the Medrash Tanchuma explains that here too, the word Akeva is referring to the lighter mitzvahs that people tend to tread upon. Averus that people tread on in this world. Mesubin leliyom hadin. David HaMelech says, I'm afraid of those mitzvahs that people tread on, that they will surround me in the world to come. When the day of judgment, not only is there a reward that we are awaiting in the future years ahead, but there's also a recognition that mitzvahs that were tread upon will be dealt with as well. This is important to understand that. David HaMelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's afraid of the Yom HaDin, not because he was concerned that he had not fulfilled the mitzvos that are chamuros, that are stringent, and are regarded by everybody as very, very holy, important. Let's say, Tekiya Shaifa, Bris Mila, eating kosher, and fasting on Yom Kippur. He says it's not just those mitzvahs, but because he was concerned about the mitzvahs kalos that he might have overlooked. Those are the ones that we are prosecuted for on the Yom HaDin. We see over here that the Torah puts special emphasis on mitzvahs kalos. Like Rashi says, the Medrash Tanhuma mentions, on mitzvahs that are kalos, that we look down at and we consider it to be kalos, we don't consider it to be that important. And that's something that we have to recognize, and that's it's something that we have to realize that they're very, very important to us. Harav Matol Katz, in Zeicher Tzadik Gevurah, that tells the Rosh Yeshiva in his Sefer Be'er Mechokek, says another insight to all of this, which is important to take into account. I'll read the Hebrew and explain it. Kishahiz boinanti b'pasuk harishon shel Parshas HaShavua, as I've thought about the first pasuk in Parshas Ekev, kibalti his eiros. I got a tremendous arousement, the hergasha, and a feeling of regesh, of emotion. Al kedushasa v'reimam mamosa, its kedusha of doing mitzvahs and its height and its greatness of the Torah. His ba'alti neira mahiyisaitis hamerubim shenebu b'pasik echad. For one pasuk, I got a tremendous arousement. He says, "Yidei Rishonim and Mefarshim," and then the Rishonim and Mefarshim explain the first pasuk. It is something we have to be aware of. It's unbelievable. These are mitzvahs hanogoyim ben adam lamokim vehin hanogoyim ben adam lachaveiroi. These are mitzvahs between man and his fellow man, and between man and Hashem. These are very, very important things. We have to recognize that they are extremely, extremely important, and they are the key to our future in this world and the future in Olam Haba. I have a minhag to say in the morning a special tefillah. Right in the morning, like right before I put on my talis, it's called a Tefillah Hari. It's found in the Siddur Kol Yaakov. This Tefillah from the Rizal is a Tefillah that we ask Hashem, please help us fulfill all the mitzvahs asay, the 248 mitzvahs asay, with all the right intentions, and the 365 los asay, help us avoid transgressing them. It's a tefillah that I try to say every morning, and it's an enormous, enormous arousement to me to say that every mitzvah, every single one, positive or negative, has a tremendous effect on us and on every human being. And as the Rizal explains it, that every organ is the outer organs are corresponding to the full 248 positive mitzvahs, and avoiding doing any averus of the 365 negative correspond to the 365 inner organs, sinews, and veins and arteries, all connected. So when we're doing mitzvahs properly, it's not just doing mitzvahs, it's that we give our ruchniyastikah body, our ruchniyastikah neshama clothing. We are literally giving the neshama garments of honor, malbushe chavoid, be through the mitzvah that we do in this world. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had made a comment, I heard it from my father, Shlita, that This goes into the bracha, the deeper hidden meaning in the bracha of Malbish Arumim. We thank Hashem for God, for clothing the naked. So, of course, on the surface, referring to every human being has dignity and he should be dressed accordingly. And we thank Hashem that he had provided for us the means of being clothed and being dressed. But on a deeper meaning, it's referring to our neshama. Our neshama could be naked with no mitzvahs. And we come to Shemayim. What's going to clothe our neshama? It's going to clothe our neshama, will be clothed and will be dressed with all the mitzvahs that we fulfilled in this world. And I therefore try to say this every day to remind me of its importance, that there is no such thing as a light mitzvah. There is no such thing as a small mitzvah. And the truth of the matter is, we have to go take it a little bit further. And that is to realize that the key to doing the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs kalos, has to come with yirah shemayim, with fearing God. Let me quote another pasuk in this week's parsha. Va'ati Yisrael, and it says, and now Yisrael, mo Hashem, what is Hashem? Elokecha shoyel meimach, what is Hashem your God asking of you? Only to fear Hashem your God, to go in all of His ways, and to love Him, and to serve Hashem with all your heart. And this says, explains the Gira Rebbe Zitzal, that this is the gateway to all of the great midos and great brachos of going in Hashem's way. If you have Yirah Shemayim, if you begin your day with Yirah Shemayim, and you know Yirah Shemayim is the gateway to a tremendous, tremendous Olam Haba, with all of the beautiful options of doing the service of Hashem, b'chol derecha, with the Ava and Yira, and with b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. But if you have Yirah Shemayim, then if you have the gateway to such a opportunity of greatness, then Hashem will then give you many opportunities, many, many opportunities to do and to arrive at the great levels and heights of serving Hashem. And the Gemara explains on the word, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shel Miyam, what is Hashem, your God, asking of you? Says the word ma, says al tikra ma el meya. Don't read the word ma, but read it meya, 100. It's a reference to the 100 brachas, that we should realize that if we daven, if we say 100 brachas properly, we are beginning to instill in our minds, in our neshamas, in our heart, Yirah Shemayim. And by doing this, by trying your hardest to say 100 brachas, and I'll add the point, 100 brachas with kavanah, it makes a very big difference. And stop and think that you're saying brachas with the right intention. You open up a completely tremendous doorway in Shemayim that will then allow you for all of the mitzvahs that you might chas v'shalom step upon them. They're mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs that are considered in the minds of many people as light and unimportant. And by your Yirah Shemayim, you'll be careful to do the mitzvahs and you'll be caring for them without a question. But you need the Yirah Shemayim. And the Yirah Shemayim, the Gemara explains, that comes through making 100 brachas. By making 100 brachas a day, you open up the gateway to Shemayim, to be able to be privileged to doing mitzvahs kalos properly, and you'll be entitled to the tremendous reward for a person who does the mitzvahs properly with the right kavanah. It's no wonder that we begin the morning, every morning, by saying, Reishis Chokhmah Yiras Hashem. The first chachma is fearing Hashem. Seichel toiv l'chol ha'isayim. This is a good understanding for all those who practice it. Tehilosayim edus la'ad. Hashem's tehillah, Hashem's praise is forever and ever. If a person will actually start the day with Yirah Shamayim, then he is open to every bracha you can think of, because he's going to be exceedingly careful not to step on mitzvahs, especially those mitzvahs that might be regarded as kalos, as light mitzvahs. Now, the Torah tells us that we will be rewarded a physical reward. Well, in being rewarded a physical reward, there is the danger of affluence. Now, affluence is something that's really welcomed by many, many people. People don't want to live as a poor and needy person. People like to have what they need, and people like to have even more what they need. And Hashem is promising you, you will have tremendous amount of bracha. It's the beginning of the parsha. The Torah tells you, you're going to be blessed with so much. The pasuk begins, "Va'ahevcha v'rachacha v'hirbecha." I love you. I'll bless you. I will increase you. Ubeach pi vitnecha. I will bless the fruit of your stomach. Upi admasecha, and the fruit of your land. The gancha v'sireishcha v'yitzarecha, your grain, your vineyards, and your olive grove. Shagal afecha, the whole list, and the Torah continues on pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. But the Torah says, after Sheni, Hishamelecha, guard yourself. Pentishkach es Hashem alekecha, lest you will forget Hashem your God. Levilti shumar mitzvaysav, that you will avoid guarding and keeping his mitzvahs, umishpatav v'chukaysav, and his commandments and his statutes. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Oh, and then a pasuk a few later, it says in pasuk Yudalid, after Shein, it says, v'rom levavecha, your heart will become haughty, v'shachachtas Hashem alekecha motziyachem eretz Mitzrayim. You will forget Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt, miveis avodam, from the house of slavery. Oh, if that should chas v'shalom happen, that would be terrible. Then Hashem chas v'shalom will punish you. So now we're going to be blessed with affluence. But Hashem is warning us. Oh, what do you do in such a case? Well, we go back to the beginning of the parsha. You have to have Yirah Shamayim. You have to have fearing God. If you have fearing God, that will prevent you from slipping. But we do say this again at the end of this parsha with another time of warning, which you're all very familiar with. That's the parsha of Ahoyim Shemoa, the parsha we say every day, a minimum twice a day in davening, by Krishma. It says, "V'hayim shemaya tishmil mitzvaysai." If you will listen to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love Hashem, serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, and I will bless you with rain and everything else. But yishamru lechem penyifta levavchem v'saratem avadim. Be careful that your heart shall not be turned away. Oh, you're going to be too involved with your gashmis, with your physical pleasures. Then Hashem's anger will burn, and chas v'shalom, all that you've gotten, you will lose. But the Torah tells you the key thing that will protect your affluence. Because the Torah goes right, we say in Krishma, v'limadetem, he says, v'samtem es devarei eila al avavchem al nafshchem, put my words on your heart. Ukshartem oisem lois al yedchem, you should bind your hands with tefillin. V'yilatayzer es b'nei neichem, and put the tefillin between your eyes. And the key thing is, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem l'daber b'am, and you shall teach your children to observe the Torah, whether b'shiftach b'leisech, or whether they're sitting in your house, or v'lechtach v'derech, or whether going on the road, or v'shachmach v'kumecha, whether going to sleep or getting up. The key factor to preserve the affluence is v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, to learn the Torah, to teach the Torah, to observe the Torah. And if a person does that, then we are then zaycha to the blessings of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And I once heard from a Sephardi Gadol, Rabbi Mansour, and he said an interesting insight in the bracha. He said, Yerechu Hashem v'yishmerecha. What does that mean? Hashem shall bless you and he shall guard you. There are many interpretations, but he says a beautiful insight. I'm not sure who he quoted. He said, Hashem shall bless you v'yishmerecha, and he shall guard you that you shall not become corrupt by the blessing. He should guard you. He should bless you with all the affluence that you would like to have. But we ask Hashem, he shall guard you from getting corrupt and being overindulged and being weaned away from serving Hashem properly. I would like to conclude tonight's shiur that we have to take into consideration that there are no such thing as small mitzvahs. And there are no such thing as small aveiras. Every mitzvah is big, and every aveira is enormous. We have to be very careful. And if we start the day with Yerushalayim, and one of the gateways to Yerushalayim is making brachas, let's make them out loud and make them so people can hear, so other people can answer. And I always tell people, with every bracha and people answer Amen, you create a malach, because an Amen adds up to 91 numerically, and the word malach adds up to 91 numerically. And therefore, when you say a bracha and someone answers Amen, so you created a malach. I have never met a person in my life who can't use a good malach. And therefore, I wish you all, please take these words seriously. Hashem shall bless you all with bracha v'atzlacha, to be zaycha, to raise your families with tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha, and with yirah shamayim, and you will be all become big Bale Simcha in enjoying the tremendous enhancement of each mitzvah. And with this, we will be Zaycha to Agula Shalema B'Mehera and Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Karayv Mamish. Have a wonderful week.